We're ready to go. Okay, the regular session of November 13th of the Planning Commission is now in order. First up is roll call. Commissioner Hanselman.
I'm still here.
Mr. Updike.
I'm still here too.
It looks like Gary East is here.
I'm here. Me too.
Bob is here. Bill Brannigan is here. And Rolio is here?
Still here.
He's still here. Okay, so next up, number two is the approval of the minutes, which I did review, sent in to Sherry. You got the last one that I fouled up on.
I move, based on Bill's review, that we approve the draft PC work session minutes of October 23rd and the draft PC regular session minutes of October 23rd with corrections as suggested by Chair Brannigan.
Very minor.
I'll second.
Okay. All those in favor of approving the minutes signify by saying aye.
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 Okay. The minutes have been approved. Item 2A is the there's no action items. First action item up is 4A. Recommendation to the City Council to pursue the draft affordable housing CET code amendments. Would somebody like to make a motion?
Sure. I move we recommend draft affordable housing CET code amendments to the City Council with a positive recommendation.
I'll second.
Okay. Nominated and seconded. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Rolio?
Abstain.
Abstaining. Okay.
For the reasons that we discussed during the work session.
Okay. Item 4B, initiate the legislative process for amendments to the Newport Municipal Code, Chapter 14-0.03, to establish a custom creative work as a subgroup of the manufacturing and production industrial use category.
I would like to move that we initiate the legislative process for amendments to the Newport Municipal Code, Chapter 14.03, to establish a custom creative work as a subgroup of manufacturing and production industrial use category.
Together with
everything else I need to add that.
Thing.
Can you help me there, Bill?
Warm heart.
To include Carol Shanks.
Oh, to include, you know, the comments from our visitor and the emails that we had from Mayor Kaplan and all of the other folks who are interested in this. And it seems like I can't see harm there.
I can't either. So it's moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
By saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. We have no public hearings. New business.
I just have director comments on the end here. I would bring to your attention, I included it in the work session packet, but an updated work program that gets us through February. I did want to confirm that we're actually going to have a quorum on the 27th of November. I mean, that is the week after Thanksgiving. I assume you're all available?
Could be.
Yeah, I'll be here.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure because some folks travel.
I don't know. Brolio, you're going to be here?
I'll be here.
Or you'll be in Korea or
Thailand? I had a question about the work program.
I'll be getting back from the Civil War. That's on Friday, so I'll be here on Monday.
This all seems to be administrative stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, not one public hearing on here near as I can tell. I guess there are hearings, but it's hearings associated with all the administrative stuff. Don't we have any I mean, I assume we would have put it on here, but don't we have any really meaty hearings to go through?
Right now. The next one that I suspect that you're going to have, I actually did include on here, I thought. Yeah, it's in January, and that's a placeholder for the final development plan for the new Wilder phase, which will be a 75-unit phase. We've been working with them. They intend to submit in December. And so that's my best guess, you know, in terms of when it goes to you. A lot of it. Well, they're legislative stuff. A lot of it relates to the housing, the housing production strategy and the timeline that we need to implement that in. I did put in some work on the wastewater plant master plan in January. That's now done. I haven't seen the draft. And so that has to go through a legislative adoption process. And I recall that Bob, you had some comments, I think, when we did the distribution side of that wastewater update a year or two ago. You had some questions about wastewater plant operation and how biosolids are used or placed on farmland or whatever. So that's all fair game as part of that discussion. But I think that document's going to have to be vetted too for, is a list of capital projects really necessary? Did they use proper growth assumptions? All of that has to be vetted as part of that process too.
Derek, you've got on the schedule a work session on the 27th.
Yep.
Does that require a quorum?
Yep. Canceled the one on the 26th of December. Not going to be here. Sherry's not going to be here either.
We can do it on our own.
Do you want to be here on the day after Christmas?
That city center revitalization project we had hoped would be up and running by now. We are still waiting for the funding intergovernmental agreement from the TGM program. That's the pain we always assume when we take money from the Oregon Department of Transportation, is that they demand that they manage the projects. And because these projects include federal money, their contracts have to include specific language. And it goes through their procurement process, which takes forever. And so we've been nagging them now since August, trying to get this funding agreement out of them so that we could get going. We had had a plan that actually had our advisory committee stood up and working by now. That plan's going to have to be rebuilt because we're not there. But I did put in that there may be some work for the Planning Commission come maybe February. That relates to that project. I put a placeholder in there for that. So, but that's bound to get moved around a little bit. So in terms of the legislative short session is coming up pretty quickly. We actually have the Water Caucus is going to be here tomorrow. I'll be doing about a 20-minute presentation about water infrastructure and its relationship to housing development and what some of the key issues are with infrastructure in that regard.
Who's that?
It's a water caucus. It's a group of legislators from a variety of different areas that are all kind of focused on domestic water type issues. So they're coming together for a field tour of the Mid-Coast area, of our area. And so they'll be going to tomorrow. They're going to be going to Siletz. They'll be heading up to Otter Rock. You got a water district up there, special district. Kind of a little different issues than, say, a municipal operator has. So just trying to get a better understanding of what some of the water infrastructure issues are out here. Remember, we're going to be taking them to the water treatment plant. They'll get to see the reservoir issue. All that's going to be covered as part of that as well. But then you also have, your environmental issues too with respect to how bad the Siletz gets drawn down and its impacts. So all of that's part of the discussion. My little piece really just has to do with, you know, we don't have flat terrain here. See the hills. You know, this means we have X number of pump stations. This is what it costs to build a pump station. This is what it means when you don't have a pump station. You don't hit the 20 PSI that you have to have at the meter, which then drives up your construction costs if you can even do it at all, because now you're having to put in pumps. You know, that kind of discussion with them. And
did they ever get that, you went ahead, that little thing sorted out where they weren't getting any water pressure? Was it
no,
rock?
That's one I'll touch on. That's the 54th Street pump station replacement that we want to do. We're trying to get federal funds for that. They haven't come through yet. So it's very preliminary design right now, but yeah, that's one of those areas where above a certain elevation, it's pretty much a kibosh. Can't develop effectively, or at least cost effectively, because you just don't have the water pressure. So anyhow, looks like the short session, there will be at least some amount of funding for infrastructure, for municipal infrastructure to support needed housing. The legislature is struggling because they're coming to the realization that infrastructure is a very significant issue as to why you are not seeing as much housing as they would like to see, and that they don't have the funds to help really address that in a holistic way. So with what limited funding they have, how can they best roll that out? And their concern is, with a limited amount of funding, how can they structure a program such that almost all their funding doesn't get eaten up by one particular community?
So how are they going to extend Harney Street?
I mean, those are all examples. And, you know, I think, you know, where the league's going to go with it, I think just the right approach is the legislature, you ought to be structuring this such that you're providing funding for projects that are, you know, substantially designed and have a gap. They just can't get there because of an infrastructure deficiency. And what you're providing is gap financing. You're not paying for, you know, a $3 million lift station. Maybe you're contributing $500,000 or $750,000 towards that lift station, and the balance of the funding's coming from the developer and a community. And that way your state money, if you can keep it all state too, don't get federal money mixed in there and all the hooks that go with that, that can get stretched a lot further and have a much more meaningful impact across multiple communities. But we'll see what actually gets put to paper and whether or not it achieves anything. And that bill from the governor that involves adjustments to all kinds of standards, including parking, is likely to be reintroduced. So we'll see what we get.
Is it appropriate to ask for a status report on TSP projects? Which ones have been started, planned, completed, thrown out?
Nothing's been thrown out.
I'm talking project by project. I don't need you to go.
Okay. Well, I was just going to say the ones that really have been funded at this point are some of the rapid flashing beacons. We got funding for design on the one up there by Surfy Village, 60th and 101, 20th and Eads. There's funding for the cleaning up the alignment of the intersection at 57th by the cinema.
Yeah.
Align those 57th and 58th, which would mean 57th on the east side gets shifted further to the south, and then a proper turn lane's built in there. That's funded for design as well. You know, we've got others like the lighthouse to lighthouse connection, where we have 6 million of federal land access program or flap funds that Federal Highways has designated for that. But that hasn't been appropriated yet and put into the queue by Federal Highways. And we're kind of dependent on them since it's the bulk of the funding for that project. And it just hasn't moved to a priority with them yet. Once that gets prioritized, we'll put a schedule behind it. But we don't have that yet. Safe routes to schools, which is the Harney to 7th sidewalk bike paths. That's all in process. We had hoped to get design done by the end of this year. We've shifted it to 24. because we have no engineering staff at this point. We have no, our city engineer has left. Our assistant city engineer is retiring in December. We have a project managing position that was vacant, and the other project manager, now he's acting city engineer, and he's it. So until we can staff that up, we don't really have any capacity really to move anything other than, you know, priority maintenance issues, you know.
Okay.
Is there funding to fix the sinkhole on Ocean View? Mm-hmm.
I don't have a schedule for you, but yes, that's going to be addressed. They're working through, they had been working through some of the geotechnical issues, trying to get a, make sure they understand what caused it, working their way through that. If there's a positive landing on that Safe Routes project, the state isn't going to do the intersection improvement until 2027. So if we don't go under construction until 25, that's not the end of the world, because you're going to have an interim improvement at the intersection for a couple years anyway for the PED crossing, because they're going to move the signal poles and redo the ADA, put in new ADA ramps and that kind of thing as part of the intersection work. Most of what you see in terms of any kind of transportation improvements right now is largely going to be coming from private development. It's part of their frontage improvements or project improvements. You're going to see Windhaven clean up, you know, for example, Harney's going to get, there's some deferred work there because they were doing, they had to extend a gravity sewer main on Harney, tear up the road if you've been back there. Well, that's all going to get cleaned up. I know they've been doing some of their sidewalk work there. You'll see some sidewalk improvements from that project on Coast Street, that Locke Litwer in, was it Columbia Capital, have been doing. You have a little mixed-use project there. It's on Coast between First and Second, kind of, you know, halfway. But, you know, you got, it's north of Olive, but not quite to, basically opposite the old bead shop, which is now being converted to a little tiny boutique hotel. You'll see that project on the west side. They'll redo sidewalk on Coast Street, and then they're looking to do some curb extensions and a new mid-block PED crossing there to improve safety there. The Whalers got a number of PED improvements, and they'll be putting a new multi-use path in on Dolphin as part of that project, which is under construction. So that's where you're going to see a lot of these improvements just near term.
Okay, thank you.
That's all I had.
Okay, at 7:32, the regular session is adjourned.
Thank you.